From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team handled Tunstall on Friday night 67-47. Zay Cobbs went off for 23 points against his former team, and Kobe Morrison finished with 12 points and 5 rebounds. GW is now 13-1 overall and 6-0 in district play. The Nan River boys basketball team picked up a close win over Chatham on Friday 68-64. Jameer Reynolds led the way for the Wildcats with 12 points, while Chatham's Amari Word scored a game-high 17. Dan River is now 6-4 overall and 1-2 in district, while the loss drops Chatham to 5-6 and 0-3 in the district. The Chatham girls team beat Dan River 47-35. Jakiya Jiggets led the Cavaliers with 16 points, and Sydney Ward added 13. Freshman Samaria Nick finished with 6 points and 21 rebounds for Dan River. Chatham improves to 9-2 overall and 2-1 in district play, while the loss drops Dan River to 1-10 and 1-3 in the district. The Gretna boys continued to stay hot as they beat Nelson County on Friday 59-46. The Hawks are now 10-1 overall and 4-0 in district play. The Gretna girls also beat Nelson County 59-12. The Gretna girls improved to 10-3 overall and 4-0 in district play. The Washington Commanders stunned the football world on Saturday night as they upset the Detroit Lions 45-31. Jaden Daniels had 350 yards of total offense and 2 touchdowns in the win. Washington advances to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. The Commanders will play the Eagles in the NFC Championship game after Philadelphia beat the Rams 28-22. Commanders and Eagles played twice during the regular season and split the two meetings. Also in playoff action, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans on Saturday 23-14, and the Buffalo Bills beat the Baltimore Ravens 27-25. The Bills and Chiefs will face off in the AFC Championship game. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.